Chapter 1. The Curtain Wasn't Destroyed. Access opened, not priesthood abolished. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Mark 15:38. The veil was not burned away, nor discarded. It was torn to open a way, not to abolish what lay behind it. Access was granted, but priesthood remained. Introduction. A curtain torn, not removed. The Gospels record one of the most mysterious signs at the moment of Christ's death. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Mark 15:38. For centuries, this veil had hidden the Holy of Holies, the innermost sanctuary where God's glory dwelt above the mercy seat. Only the high priest could pass beyond it, and then only once a year, bearing blood to atone for his sins and those of the people. When that thick veil split at Calvary, many have assumed it meant the end of temple worship, the abolition of sacrifice, the erasure of priesthood. Yet the Gospels are careful in their language. The curtain was torn, not destroyed. It was opened, not burned away. God was not dismantling his sanctuary, but unveiling it. The veil that had been a barrier now became an open door. This detail is crucial for our Levite vocation. The tearing of the curtain signals not that priesthood and sacrifice have vanished, but that they have reached their fulfillment. Access is opened, but the holy remains holy. We are invited in, not to dismantle what lies within, but to participate in it more fully. Old Testament foundations. The veil as barrier and promise. To grasp the meaning of the torn veil, we must first understand its place in Israel's worship. The book of Exodus describes the construction of the tabernacle, and with it the elaborate veil that divided the holy place from the Holy of Holies, Exodus 26:31-33. Made of fine linen embroidered with cherubim, the veil signified both separation and protection. On one hand, it marked the boundary between God's holiness and human sin. To step beyond it, uninvited, was to invite death. When Nadab and Abihu, sons of Aaron, offered unauthorized fire, they were struck down before the Lord, Leviticus 10:1-2. Holiness could not be presumed upon. The veil protected the people by reminding them of the gulf between creator and creature. On the other hand, the veil held out a promise. Its very existence pointed to a reality beyond, to the dwelling place of God Himself. Israel knew that behind the curtain was the ark, the mercy seat, the glory cloud. The veil was not simply a wall, it was a door waiting to be opened. It taught Israel to long for a day when access would be granted. This tension, barrier and promise, ran through Israel's liturgy. Once a year, on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, the high priest passed beyond the veil with blood, sprinkling it before the mercy seat to make atonement. Leviticus 16. The people held their breath, waiting for him to emerge alive, for only then was forgiveness assured. The veil kept the people at bay, yet it also drew their eyes upward, teaching them to yearn for greater intimacy with God. Fulfillment in Christ, the veil torn at Calvary. At the death of Christ, the promise hidden in the veil was finally unveiled. The Gospels tell us that the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Mark 15:38, Matthew 27:51, Luke 23:45. This was no accident of architecture. It was an act of God. The detail from top to bottom signals divine initiative. No human hand reached that high. Heaven itself ripped the barrier apart. But what was signified? Not the end of holiness, but its universal opening. The Epistle to the Hebrews explains, "We have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh." Hebrews 10:19-20. The veil torn is Christ's flesh pierced. His sacrifice is the doorway into God's presence. Reflection. Hebrews does not say the sanctuary is abolished. On the contrary, it is more real than ever. What is abolished is exclusion. Access is now granted not to one man once a year, but to all who are washed in Christ's blood. The curtain still stands as a sign of holiness, but it hangs open. The presence of God is unveiled, yet not profaned. This is why the tearing of the veil cannot be read as the end of priesthood or sacrifice. Christ himself is the eternal high priest. His sacrifice on the cross is the once-for-all offering. The ministerial priesthood, rooted in his, continues not in competition but in participation. What the torn veil means is that the people of God, baptized into Christ, are invited into the sanctuary, not as spectators, but as Levites, sharing in the liturgy of heaven. Voices of the Fathers and Theologians. The early church fathers saw in the torn veil both fulfillment and warning. Origen wrote that the rending of the veil signified the opening of the scriptures themselves, once veiled in types and shadows, now unveiled in Christ. Chrysostom, preaching on Matthew, declared, "The temple was no longer inviolable, for the true temple had been revealed." Yet he warned that holiness remained. One did not enter casually, but through Christ alone. Augustine, reflecting on the veil, insisted that God had not cast away his sanctuary but universalized it. The whole world has become the Holy of Holies. For Augustine, the church was now the temple, Christ the mercy seat, and the faithful priests who enter by his blood. Aquinas, centuries later, would echo Hebrews. The opening of the heavenly sanctuary was signified by the rending of the veil. The Summa reminds us that the tearing was not destruction but transformation. The shadow has given way to the reality. The access, once forbidden, is now granted. These voices remind us that the torn veil is not license to discard holiness, but a summons to deeper reverence. The sanctuary is opened, but it is still sanctuary. Application: what it means for us as Levites. For us, the torn veil shapes our vocation. It tells us that we are not shut out, yet it also reminds us that entry demands reverence. The church is not a marketplace. The liturgy is not casual entertainment. The veil still whispers, "Holy, holy, holy," but it also beckons, "Come in." As baptized Christians, we are Levites now. The sanctuary is our inheritance. Every time we step into church, we walk across the threshold once barred. Every time we hear the Eucharistic prayer, we stand where only the high priest once stood. Every time we approach the altar, we enter the Holy of Holies. Not a copy made with hands, but the heavenly reality opened in Christ. This changes how we live. We cannot treat the Mass as optional or peripheral. We cannot stroll into God's presence without awe, but neither can we stand outside as though unworthy. The veil is torn. The way is open. To refuse to enter is to despise the gift. To enter irreverently is to abuse it. Our task as Levites is to enter rightly, washed in baptism, sealed in confirmation, fed in Eucharist, guarded by confession. It also changes how we see the world. If the veil is torn, then God's presence is not confined to Jerusalem, nor even to one sanctuary. His holiness fills the earth. Our homes, our workplaces, our meals, all can be places where the torn veil is lived. We carry the sanctuary within us, for we are temples of the Spirit. Yet we still need the gathered liturgy, the altar, the priest, the Eucharist, for it is there that the torn veil is enacted and we step into the Holy of Holies together. Conclusion: an opened way, not an abolished sanctuary. The tearing of the temple veil at Christ's death is often misread as abolition. In truth, it is consecration. The curtain was not destroyed, but torn. The sanctuary was not ended, but unveiled. Access was granted, not erased. Priesthood was fulfilled, not abolished. This is the paradox the church lives. The veil stands, yet it hangs open. Holiness remains, yet intimacy is granted. We are invited in, not to dismantle the holy, but to participate in it. The curtain whispers to us still, "Enter with reverence, enter with awe, enter, for the way is open." As we begin our journey as Levites of the New Covenant, this is the foundation. The sanctuary stands, the veil is torn, and Christ, our High Priest, beckons us in.